This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I think it's probably been a while since I've said this, and it's especially relevant today, so here goes. Spending by or on behalf of consumers is responsible for something near 70% of everything that happens in this economy, and one disregards it at one's peril. So we won't. And in fact, we'll begin today with the most recent data point in the macroeconomic constellation retail sales. They were up in March from February 0.7%, much higher than had been expected. And actually, February's numbers were revised upward as well. So well done out there, everybody. All of that spending is happening, we should say, despite still elevated prices. But it does look a little bit different now than it has the past couple of years. Marketplace's Samantha Fields gets us going.
A lot of people bought stuff on the internet last month. Spending at non-store retailers, think Amazon, rose 2.7%, more than any other category.
People are spending less in department stores and more online.
Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says, well, that's not exactly a new trend. The increase is notable.
It just shows you how much Americans rely on e-commerce.
In addition to all that online shopping, Gregory Dacko at EY says people did go out and spend money in person last month.
They were also spending freely at restaurants and bars and in general merchandise stores. They were also spending a little bit more at gasoline stations.
Though he says part of that was gas prices were higher.
At the same time, they were exercising a little bit more caution when it comes to spending on electronics, clothing, and sporting goods.
Spending in all three of those categories dropped in March. Jack Kleinhens at the National Retail Federation says people also spent less on stuff for their homes, another trend that's persisting.
For many months, almost a couple years now, we haven't seen any strength in furniture and home furnishings. There's been mixed data on electronics and appliance stores, and even to a certain extent, building material and garden supplies.
Some of that is because people bought a lot of furniture and appliances early in the pandemic. And he says some of it is because interest rates and mortgage rates are high.
These high interest rates have really prohibited people from buying homes
and things that go in them. But Kleinhens says even though people have pulled back in some places, overall consumer spending remains strong. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.